You're listening to the Master Passive Income Podcast Network. Welcome to the Master Passive Income Show. My name is Dustin Heiner, and I'm here to help you get financial independence, afford anything you want in life because you invest in real estate and make lots of money every single month in cash flow. And in today's show, I'm going to show you how you can get properties with little or no money out of your pocket at all. These are amazing ways to get properties where the seller even just gives you the property. I'm going to show you how to do it. All right, let's start the show.
Welcome to the Master Passive Income Podcast, where we talk about investing in real estate with a special focus on making enough money so you can quit your job and live the dream life. And now, here is your host, Dustin Heiner.
Hey, what's up? Super blessed to have you here on the show with me. Now, I have been going through a five-day challenge with all the people here at Master Passive Income. And it has been, well, number one, a lot of work on my end, putting together content like 90 minutes every single day, Monday through Friday. We even had a pre-call on Sunday, like a pre-party on Sunday. And then Monday through Friday, 90 minutes of me just coaching, teaching how to do all this real estate investing stuff. And on Saturday, we even had a bonus call where I gave them even more amazingness in real estate investing. And I mean, as you can see, I mean, I get excited about this because it's changed my life. And thousands of students now seeing their lives change has just been a blessing for me. See, I make my money through real estate, so this is just fun to be able to get on a podcast and talk to you every single week. So I appreciate you coming back every single week. Now, in this challenge, I've gotten many, many people who have asked me lots and lots of questions, and we had a VIP call. So every single day, we have a different talk or topic that we're talking about. Or basically, I'm coaching. And so Monday, the first day, it's how to make $10,549 every single month in your business and the three secrets to do it. That was number one, or Monday. Day number two, I showed everybody how to find cash flowing real estate, like how to find the properties, cash flowing real estate, and make maximum profit from those properties. Showed everybody, walked them through my screen, showed them everything as well. Day number three was awesome. I even walked everybody through how to actually build a business, like where you need to go and find the right companies, sign up with this account and work with this company. Like all the many years that I have been doing all this real estate investing, I found that there are a lot of companies that I didn't like. They didn't work out very, very well. And on the call, what I did was I actually walked everybody through, showed them my screen. I said, here's the company that I suggest or that I personally use. Here's this company. Here's that company. Loved it. And honestly, when I went through it, I was like, oh my goodness, with these companies, they're so giving that if you do everything, you're going to get like $200 just for setting up your accounts because they have great bonuses. It's so fantastic. That's day number three. That was Wednesday. Then day number four, that is the money day. In fact, day four and five are the money days. I, on day number four, Thursday, I took everybody through the ways to get unlimited, heard me right, unlimited financing for your real estate investing. And I've used, and I've told you this many times before, like dozens of ways to get financing, creative financing. And so on the Thursday call, the fourth day, it is amazing walking through all the different ways that I've gotten financing. And so that was so tremendous. All the unlimited ways, the creative financing from private money to signature loans to credit cards. And yes, I even use credit cards to buy real estate, but that's just three of, I want to say it was like 15 different ways that I walked everybody through. And then on Friday, this was the day everybody was waiting for. Well, day four, Thursday, and day five, Friday, were just awesome. So day five, I showed everyone how to find properties and buy properties with no money out of your pocket. Like no money at all. If you have bad credit, I show you how to get around that. If you have no cash, I show you how to get around that. And I walked everybody through how to actually find properties that sellers want to give you their properties. That was amazing. Like, people were like, oh my goodness, look at all this amazing stuff. And then how to take over mortgages, how to assume the loans, or even do subject to. It was awesome. And I was super excited that everybody was just, they're so pumped to be on this call. Now, after 5 days, I've given them everything, like how to do it right, how to build the business, how to find right properties, how to make sure you're making money every single month, how to get financing, and even how to buy properties with no money out of your pocket. Now, if I were to just give you a property, and I said, here are the keys to this property, then go ahead and make money for it. You buy it and you make money on it. Well, it'd be like me giving you keys to a Ferrari without you even having any clue how to drive. Well, that would absolutely be a disaster if that happened, where you got the keys, you started driving, and you get in a wreck. Well, that is what it would be like if you did not learn how to invest properly. That's what this 5-day challenge is about. So the reason why I tell you all this is today's show, I'm actually going to be playing the VIP call that I had with everybody else. So we have the 90-minute call. So every Monday through Friday, and even Saturday, we had a bonus day, which was super amazing. And so that's 90 minutes. But then afterwards, people who upgraded to the VIP, they got to ask me questions, just like coaching, like one-on-one coaching. They're asking me questions. And so I'm answering their questions. We had a lot of amazing questions. And then I realized, as I was doing the VIP call, I realized, my goodness, like, this is some awesome information. I wish my podcast listeners, I wish they would have gotten this information. And so this is the reason why I say that. Now, this episode is, I'm going to actually play the audio from the VIP call, the Friday's VIP call, which was absolutely insane. It was so terrific. People's minds were blown. And I, on the VIP call, I was able to answer their questions and give them so many insights on how to do everything strategically, how to do it right. And, you know, even negotiating, I was surprised that I even shared how to negotiate, because that's part of this buying properties with no money out of your pocket. And this is awesome. And the people that paid for it, I was thinking, you know what, I'm just going to go ahead and give this away. Now, they got lots of other coaching. You didn't get to ask the questions, but, you're going to be able to benefit from hearing the VIP call. Now, here's what's also going to happen. I'm going to do another challenge. I'm going to do it again. I had so many great people on. They loved it. They are changing their lives because of this challenge. And I thought, you know what? This is my goals, to help 1 million people to invest in real estate. Let me go ahead and do it again. So if you want to take part in this challenge, go to masterpassiveincome.com/challenge. And you'll be able to see everything that we're doing. We're basically going to do the same thing. I'm going to be doing the similar thing or the same thing. And you're more than likely going to be blown away, because I want you to have an open mind, because every single objection you've ever had in real estate, I mean, for 5-6 days, I literally blow them out of the water. And so I want you to join the challenge as well. Go to masterpassiveincome.com/challenge. And I think the next one's coming up September 1st, I believe, is the next challenge. We're going to be doing it a little later in the day. This last one, we did it at 9 a.m. and some people weren't able to make it, which is a bummer. So I'm also going to be doing it at 3 p.m. Pacific time on September 1st. And then at the same time, I'm going to be giving you the replays of all of the all the calls. You're going to get replays, but you're only going to get it for a couple days. Like, these replays are only going to be available for you to get them for a couple days, because in the end, this is a challenge. I want you to challenge yourself to show up every day to learn. I mean, people pay me lots of money for my courses and the coaching. I'm giving it all to you. So join the challenge. Okay, so let me jump in, and I'm going to play the audio from the VIP call. And it's really, like, I didn't bring somebody on and say, hey, what's your name? You talk. No, I didn't do that. It was just people, you know, commenting in the questions and answers or in the chat. And so that is what you're going to be hearing, just me coaching how to do all this stuff. And you need to be on the call to hear how to actually do this tactically. Now, I gave like so much on the calls themselves, but then the VIP was people who had some extra questions, and it's amazing. So I am super pumped to be sharing with you the VIP call, hopefully getting you excited to invest in real estate. And I want to pause for just a quick second and say thank you so much for listening to the show. If you've gotten anything out of the show, I would appreciate it if you went to anywhere that you listen to, say Apple or Spotify or wherever, and leave a 5-star review. Honestly, I really appreciate you leaving an honest review. I just love giving all this information out and I want to see you succeed. Also, send this to one person. Just tell one person and say, hey, Dustin wants to help 1 million people to invest in real estate. You need to listen to this because it's going to change your life. Lastly, get my real estate investing course completely for free. Text the word rental, R-E-N-T-A-L, rental to 33777. Rental to 33777. I'll literally give you my course showing you everything in the business so that you can become financially independent. Hey, we are done with the 5-day challenge, but tomorrow I'm actually going to be putting on a bonus call because as I'm going through it, I'm realizing something that you guys need and I didn't talk much about, but come on the bonus call tomorrow. I'm super pumped to share with you. But the 5 days of really just walking you through how we methodically invest in real estate by building a business first, making sure we're making money every single month, and then not let any limitations stop us. Like if we have bad credit, or we don't have any money, or we don't know where to invest, like any of that stuff, all those things can be fixed and problems can be solved. And so I'm so glad you're here on the VIP call with me. Super pumped that you've been a part of this entire process of this 5-day challenge. And go ahead and either the question and answer or the chat button, I'm not sure which one you can see. And so if you have access to either one of those, go ahead and put your questions inside of there. So we have a good amount of people on the call. So I see you guys have already been asking questions. My team's already, kind of going through those as well. And as we're going to go through all these questions, I'm super pumped that you've been here 5 days. So hopefully light bulbs are starting to kick on in your head. Cause you remember the very first day number one, I told you to have an open mind and hopefully you've seen that there's so many ways to make money, finding properties, building the business. And it's insane. One property that you buy, that's $150,000 right now in 30 years will be $800,000. 10 properties is $8 million. My goodness. Like if you're not excited about this, then there's not much more I can do for you. But I know you're excited because you're here. You're still here on the VIP call. Okay. So let's get into your questions. I want to answer your questions. Let's see. Okay. We got some questions. I love hearing stories from my coaches with their students. So one of my coaches, he was helping one of the students negotiate. And this is another great thing when you have other people around you, coaches, or even just, people that that are investors. When you have other people showing you what to do, they're going to help you to figure out how to save money and make money. So one of the coaches recently, his name is Jeremy, the coach, and he was coaching his student. I can't remember the student's name off the top of my head, but he's coaching him. So the student had a property. I want to say $95,000 was the asking price for this property. Well, Jeremy's coaching him how to negotiate. That's another thing that we do. I didn't even get into much about negotiating. Well, when you negotiate, when you work with one of the coaches or work with me in the group coaching, you're going to save at least $10,000, if not $15,000 or more when you buy a property by us, by me and the coaches coaching you how to put in right offers, how to negotiate. So when Jeremy's helping this student to negotiate, he actually got the seller to come down $15,000 off their purchase price because I think he offered like $68,000 and anyways, worked it out to where he made like $15,000 in savings by getting it down. He's like, that paid for all the coaching, just that one thing, let alone all the money that we're going to make from this property. That's one thing I'd love to do, help you to make money, but then also save loads and loads of money. That's a great question, but no, it doesn't come with one, but we do have one-on-one coaching. So if you want to do one-on-one coaching, you could genuinely, you could jump on a call with one of our students that are going to walk you through the entire process. In fact, we have a student who's done so well. They said, hey, Dustin, if you ever need anybody that has a question, that wants to ask a question or talk about the coaching, I'd love to just help them out. So I have a student. So you could definitely send an email, support@masterpassiveincome.com. We'll definitely connect you with one of the students so you can get, firsthand from a student who's done really, really well. In fact, all the coaches here are students. I'm just blessed. If you join the coaching program or not, it doesn't change my life at all. In fact, I make my money through real estate. I make a lot of money through real estate. It's not going to change my life. But when you invest in yourself, I will change your life. This investment will not change my life, but it will change your life. I guarantee it 100%. Okay, let's get on to the questions. Let's see if we have any more questions. Today we talked about little and no money, like having very little money come out of your pocket. So let's see. Ooh, it's a good question from Liam. For seller financing, how do we negotiate terms without much cash up front? So seller financing, you get the seller to become the bank, and then that seller is the one that is, they're the one that's receiving the monthly mortgage payment or the lease payment. Loan payment, because they're now the bank. And so he's asking the question, like, you know, if you're wanting to buy a property from somebody and them to give you seller financing where they're going to be the bank, a lot of times they want money down, like 15, 20, 30, maybe even, 20% down. Maybe they want that. What it really comes down to is to negotiate with the seller. So when you're talking to a seller, you need to ask questions. I can't remember which day it was I told you, but the best thing you could do to get properties, it might have been today. All these 5 days have been a blur. Just lots of coaching you guys. But how best do you actually know how to structure an offer? It's by asking questions. That's really what it comes down to. You need to know the entire situation of the seller, everything about their, their personal life, their finances. Just ask questions. And if they're hurting, if they are like getting a divorce or they're moving out of state or whatever it might be, they're going to tell you that, you know, you'd be a listening ear. And obviously you want to care about them, meaning you don't be a jerk and just use it against them, but you're getting information on how you can help the seller, how you can help the seller. Now, if the seller says, well, I need cash right now, well, that's a down payment. So you say, well, if you need cash right now, let's say, how much do you need? Well, we need $5,000 to move our family. Remember, questions. They're going to help you to understand how to best structure it. It's going to cost about $5,000 to move my family across the country because my new job's over there and I got to afford it, but we need money. And so if I did seller financing, I won't have money to move my family. Okay, well, let's see, seller. You know, if I can get you, let's say $3,000, you know, they ask for five, you always negotiate. We don't say, we'll give you five, but if we could give you $3,000, would you be able to move then? And if they say, well, I really need, let's say $4,000. Okay. So if I can get you $4,000, we'll take that off the purchase price. I give you $4,000 right now. Then we can do this. Yes, I probably could. Well, then you think, oh my goodness, win, 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 win. But shoot, I don't have $4,000. More than likely, you're going to find somebody that has $4,000. You're going to be able to figure out a way to get $4,000. Trust me, you could even, one of the ways I told yesterday, you get a signature loan. Go to a bank and say, I would like a signature loan, a line of credit on my credit or my signature. So I write down on a piece of paper that I owe the bank 14%. I'm borrowing $5,000. There you go. There's $5,000. Now you got to pay that back, but it's your cost of doing business, meaning just like the candy bar analogy. I love that analogy. Costs you 25 cents to borrow 50 cents. You're out of pocket 75 cents. Then you sell it for a dollar. You make 25 cents. You just got to account for that expense when you actually buy the prop or when you're buying the property. And so that's what I would love to do is ask questions. And then let's say the seller says, you know what? I wanted $10,000 down, but it's not absolute necessity. In fact, what I like more is a higher monthly payment. Okay, let's talk about that. So, or you can even offer, well, I know you want cash down, but what if I did this instead? Or what if I did that instead? So you just have to ask questions. That's really, really what it comes down to. Okay, let's go. I think I'm probably answered that question really well, Liam. And if you have more questions, definitely throw in the chat. If I didn't clarify it, or if I didn't answer the question well, but clarify your question inside the chat. Let's see. Charlotte says, how do I find sellers open to giving me their property through off-market strategy? How do I find the sellers? Well, obviously, because maybe you didn't watch it. But I did show you how to find sellers off-market. I did show you how to do that. I like using PropStream. So IncomeBuilder.io, my company, we're developing that process to find off-market properties. Right now, we have it to where you can direct mail them. But if you want to pinpoint down and look at a map and all that sort of stuff, PropStream has been great. MasterPassiveIncome.com/PropStream will give you a discount. I don't know if you might not remember to use it, but anyways, MasterPassiveIncome.com/PropStream give you that. But You can even use Zillow. Zillow's free. But if you look for the terms financing, you know, sorry, if you remember in the More tab, I'm looking at like my screen, the More tab, whichever side on your side, and it drops down and the keywords, type in the keyword financing, owner financing, seller financing. And you honestly, you will find ones that have actually written in there, even ones that are not on the market. In fact, I believe people can say, like, I could put my house and just put it on just Zillow and put in all the criteria without a realtor. I could do that. People absolutely can do that. And people do that as well. Okay. So, that's the easiest way to find it. But, you know, to get seller finance, rounding out the thought, Charlotte, you can find them, but then you got to call them. You got to reach out to them. What I love is direct mail. So go to incomebuilder.io. Let's say you have a zip code, an area that you want to go after properties. Well, you design the letter, the direct mail, postcard, whatever it might be, and you put your phone number on it, and the system sends them out directly to them. You don't even have to talk to them until they want to sell you the house. Trust me, as soon as you send it out, you better be ready to answer your phone call. You answer, like, no matter if it's like at 2 a.m, whatever it is, you get a phone call, be ready. Now, you can also use other services where you get a different phone number. So that phone number just gets, like, I have Google Voice. So Google Voice, I send it to Google or on the direct mail. It's my Google Voice number. So that when it comes in, I see it's coming from Google Voice. It's already an indication. Like, nobody else calls me from Google Voice. It's an indication that, boom, they're calling. I need to answer it because it's from my direct mail. There's just, I guess, tricks of the trade or strategies, tactics of the professionals. This is what I do. And I'm obviously giving this to you as well. So hopefully that works for you, but definitely direct mail. You got to use direct mail. Use incomebuilder.io. Get your direct mail pieces sent out. You're gonna love all the calls. You're going to get so many people. And you're just going to ask questions. Hey, would you be interested in a different way to get financing? Not sorry, I'm saying it a little wrong. You're talking to a seller. You say, hey, seller, I know we could, put on the MLS or we can go to market, but are you open to where I pay you even more money? You know, kind of pique their interest. How about I pay you even more money if we talk about terms? I'm like, what do you mean by terms? Like, more money, of course. Remember, oh man, you haven't even gone through my negotiating course. There's so much of that. I love negotiating. But to negotiate, you start thinking, what does the seller, the person you're talking to, want? You don't tell them what you want. They don't care. Just like if you're going to go to your, I'm getting you some negotiating tactics. If you're going to go to your boss and say, hey, boss, I would like a raise. Well, why should I give you a raise? Well, I need the money for my mortgage. I have a new car payment. Your boss is like, I don't care. That's all your problems. You could fix all. No, no, no. The better way is when you go to your boss and say, boss, I would like a raise. And he says, well, why should I give you a raise? Because when you start giving me, or you give me a raise, I will take on more responsibilities and I will fix this problem for you. You have this problem. I'm going to fix that for you. You need this done, or this is a problem in the business and I know how to fix it. You want to talk to the person and tell them what they get out of it. Same thing when you're buying a house. Man, I'm giving you more coaching. I love it. When you're buying a house, you negotiate. And when you're negotiating, what you're going to be saying is tell them what their benefit. So when I said, hey, would you like to make even more money than the regular purchase price? Be like, oh, what do you mean? Then you explain if you buy it through or if you personally buy it or the transaction goes without a realtor, then they're going to save 6%. If the property is $300,000, what's that? $18,000 that's coming out of their pocket. You say, how about I save you $18,000? Oh, really? How could you do it? So you just pique their interest. You want to get their juices flowing in their brain so that they're kind of interested. So hopefully that makes sense. Okay, let's keep going. Buying properties like this, it's fun. I'm not ever, like, my wife hates negotiating. It's, for me, it's so much fun because you get creative. But if you go with the perspective of, I'm just going to take this person property, or my goal is to take it for as, no. Your goal is not to do that. Your goal needs to be, how can I help this person? This person's calling you because they need help. They need help. They're not just like, oh yes, I just want to, you know, sell my property. No, they actually need help. And they are asking you for help. You have to figure out how you can help them. The best way is when you make a win-win-win, where everybody wins, where the seller wins. They get what they want. You win, you get what you want. And then, Lord willing, a tenant will win because they're going to get a great property that you're going to be able to rent, and you're going to make money. So win-win-wins, those are the best way to go. Okay, let's see. Well, David, good question. What's the safest no money down method for someone just starting out? I would say the safest, by far the safest, is subject to the current mortgage on it. Not necessarily, assuming the loan is great, but there's a lot of work that entails when you're assuming a loan. So I'll quickly go over assuming, but then we'll talk about subject too. So when you're assuming a loan, somebody has an FHA loan or a VA loan or a loan that's assumable where you can assume the payments or take over. When you do that, the bank is going to have you actually qualify. Like, you have to go through the entire process like you're getting a brand new loan. That's what you're going to have to do to assume it. Instead of doing that, this is the safest no money down, because you're gonna have to a little bit of money for closing fees and all that sort of stuff, but very little. But the safest one is subject to, meaning safe for you, because what happens is the subject to the current mortgage. I'm gonna give you some more. Can I give you guys some more expert level coaching for subject to? And honestly, you're not gonna hear anybody else who coaches this stuff, like, you know, people you see on TikTok and Instagram. You're not going to hear anybody know the strategy, tell you the strategy, but since you're on VIP, I'm going to give you the advanced coaching strategy. So, subject to, you are not putting the mortgage in your name. It's still in the seller's name. So one, check, risk-free, because it's not in your name, check. Number two, the deed goes into your name or transferred out of the seller. Reason why, so many thoughts going through it. It does not go into your name. It goes into a trust. Now, this is something I'm going to give you the entire process, and it's insane, this whole thing, meaning so good. But you're not going to hear anybody else tell you how to do this. So, subject to, you get the mortgage information, the website where you go through the portal to make your payments. You change the bank account to come out of your bank account. You make sure you have the, whatever login information. You could change the login information as soon as you have that. Change the email address. Change everything as if it's your loan. And even like the security passwords or security, you need to have that information just in case. That's number one. So you take over that payments. Then here's the magic. This is high level. Like, this is awesomeness. So you put the property in a trust. And there's so many court cases that show that a trust does not constitute a change of ownership. So the bank can't come to you and say, hey, this property's in a trust, give me all my money, the due on sale clause. If you put it into a company, it absolutely will. You put it into a trust. Now, here is even more amazingness. I'm giving you so much one-on-one coaching. That's okay. I love it. I'm so pumped for you. You have the beneficiary. So property. Trust owns the property. Check. Got rid of the bank. You're not worried about that. But the beneficiary, so trust needs a beneficiary. Who benefits from this trust? That's your LLC that you create. You create an LLC that you own, and if you ever need to, you can have the seller have one share that's worth $1, one share of the company, so he's still owner on it. It's so insane. And then you have that trust is now the beneficiary is the LLC. Well, that's now your operating company. So my company that I use for taxes and legal stuff, they worked all this. All my properties are it's rock solid. Every property has its own trust. It's insane. And I'll give you them. Actually, I think I did on Wednesday or the third day. I gave you the company, NCH. It's one of the programs that I'm having you do. I might change the company. So if right now it goes to this company, NCH, but it might be another company. I'm looking at another company that's also really, really good. But anyways, long story short, this advanced strategy, they are my accountants and my attorneys and my people that I use. And so all my students have access to them. And so when you join, you also get access to my my attorneys as well. And it's included. They're fantastic. But yes, that's the best risk-free subject to, is when you have other, the trust, LLC, you own it, they own it, so there's no problems, but then you rent it out. It's your property now, and then you have complete control over it. So by far, that's one of the easiest ones. Now, it's harder to get those, But I've shown you how to get those as well. And I show my students how to get those. It's all the time. Okay. Olivia, how do I verify if a seller is serious about financing before I invest my time? Honestly, if they have any hesitation on it, it's your job to help them to understand it better. That's really what it comes down to. If they are hesitant, if they're at all interested, some people, I just want to sell it, get done. I want the money right now, blah, blah, blah. Then there's nothing you can do about it. But if they're interested, if they say, well, tell me more, it might not be the right thing. But at the same time, it could also be that they don't understand it very well. You don't just write it off. So here's my opinion. When you have a seller that's wanting to sell in general, it's never a waste of time because your job is to help people. If you help people, then it's a win-win. So I suggest focusing on helping the person. So don't think, oh man, it's a waste of time. Like, honestly, like me doing this 5-day challenge, people could say, Dustin, it's a waste of time. It's not helping you buy more real estate. I'm like, yeah, but I'm helping people. That's the goal. You're here because you want to help people. Or at least I know you want to make money, but you have to have that perspective. How do I help people? The more people that I help invest in real estate, honestly, the more money I make. The more money they make, everybody wins. It's absolutely awesome. So, but how do you know that they're serious? It's really just asking questions. And you'll know when they're done. They'll tell you, well, I really just don't want to do it. Then you move on. Then you find, not move on from the property. Move on from that train of thought, like how to buy the property with no money and sell or financing. You figure out a different way. Like, how else? Like, I know you want to sell until they literally tell you, I'm done talking to you. I don't want to sell. Then just keep trying to figure out ways to help them. If you could find out their problems and if you could solve their problems, they're going to absolutely love you. Okay. How long does it take? Victoria says, how long does it take to close a deal with no money down using all these methods? How long does it take? Well, I'm honestly closing the deal, it depends on lots of different factors, but I would say probably 1 month at most, 2 months, just depending on title company and all that sort of stuff. But it's usually pretty fast, especially if you do subject to. Subject to is very fast. Like you just get their login information, you create the trust, put it, but it's so amazing. I'll walk you through the entire thing. You know, become a coaching student. We'll walk you through the entire thing. I'll get you my accountants. They'll be able. In fact, I just talked to my legal guys yesterday, and they said, hey, use us, meaning all your students. If they become a student, we are going to help them because they're your student. And so that's like $5,000 just alone. They're going to give you all this information because you're a student. They're going to give you all this information. They're going to walk you through the entire process. You could do it yourself. You could pay them to do it, but they're going to give you everything. So, I mean, it's just so great. Been doing this for so long. You get around other people who want to help. They said, Dustin, when you have coaching students, we're going to help them completely for free. Now, if you want them to do work, creating the trust, and all this, then you pay them, but they're going to help you, coach you through all this stuff. Okay. This question has to do with, Mia, this question has to do with, I guess, creative financing, not just the no money, but also unlimited, the one that we talked about yesterday. With using hard money and then making sure you can buy the property and take it over. So here is a big, like using hard, the question basically, how do we buy with hard money? Because hard money is a short-term loan. Not from a bank, but from a company that lends money. And the hard money lenders, what they do is they want it back in 12 months. They want it back very, very fast. In fact, you can buy properties with the hard money loans as the down payment. So let's say you don't even have any money to invest. You get a good enough deal that captures you. Let's say you're capturing 30% equity. So you're buying 70, let's say that it's worth 70% of the market value. So let's say it's worth $200,000. You get it 70% of that, you're paying $140,000. This happens all the time. We do this all the time. But you're out of pocket $40,000. You need of that, you buy it for $40,000, you need, let's say, a 10% down payment. Well, that's $14,000. You get a hard money loan for $14,000 and you'd use a DSCR loan. Hard money, DSCR loan, put them together, buy the house, then because you have so much equity, what you do is with that DSCR loan, you actually refinance it and you pull cash back out to pay off the hard money loan. I mean, it's absolutely amazing. You find a good deal, money will always be there. So that's how we look at creative financing. How does subject to work? I explained it, but I'll quickly do it one more time just in case you didn't hear it or it didn't make sense. Subject to, you're taking over the payments. You're not taking over the loan, just the payments still in the seller's name. You get the mortgage information of the seller's portal where they'd make the payments. Then you change everything for it to you. So now it's basically yours, but it's still under the name of the seller, which is great because you don't have any debt on your name. Your debt to income ratio is very, very low because I'm giving you, like, I might be throwing words like you might know it. Debt to income ratio. Basically, banks look at your debt to income ratio, how much debt do you have versus how much money you make. And if it's too high or if it's not right, if you have too much debt, they're not going to lend you. So with subject to, you're not even going to have that because it's not even on your name. Anyways, you start making the payments, you pay, make sure the taxes are paid. Don't let the seller try to pay taxes. You take over the taxes, you get your own insurance, all that sort of stuff. And so you now effectively have control, but you do not own it. You don't own it until you put it into a trust. That trust now, or you could even put it in your own name, but that's, you know, you could have an issue with that. But you get it out of the seller's name. That's the number one thing. And then you just keep making overpayments. You could refinance it in the future because you have it in your name, or you can just keep paying the seller. So amazing. Hopefully that makes sense. Or sorry, keep paying the bank. So hopefully that makes sense. Then you're going to be able to, from that point, keep buying more real estate because you don't have that property on your loan, your credit. Okay, let's see. Ava, automating your business and passive income. What systems do you recommend to maximize all the money out of your, like, what systems? So that was on Wednesday. I don't, maybe you weren't there for Wednesday, Ava, but watch the replays. I think my team's going to take it down tomorrow. So watch the replays. But Wednesday, I walk you through everything that you need to do in order to build the business, get all the right people, and do everything. So definitely go watch Wednesday, do all the homework. I give you all the these are companies that I use, and I've used so many. It's like, what's the analogy? Kissing a toad, a bunch of toads until eventually one turns into prince. I don't know if that's the right analogy I should be using. But anyways, I've worked with so many companies that weren't great. They weren't good. And then I had to move on from them. But I've been working with these companies that I gave you on Wednesday for quite a long time now, and they are so awesome. Definitely just set up your accounts. I think all of them are free, which is just amazing. Okay. Noah asks, what's the strategy for finding off-market deals where sellers are motivated to finance? I just, you know, I even though I already walked you through it, again, I use, you have to find off-market deals. Zillow usually has on-market deals. You need to find off-market deals. Go to incomebuilder.io and find your zip code of wherever you're investing. You know, we actually, it walks you through how to create mailers and mail out to every single home. Every home in your buy box, meaning three bedroom, two bath, everything I showed you was day two. And then your direct mail is going to go to them, the seller, potential seller, you know, the owners, and then they're going to call you. And then you start working with them. A lot of these questions are, how do you find them? Yeah, I get it. So how do you find, that's the hardest part for most people. But what happens is, as you're an investor, and as you keep going as an investor, you're going to get a lot of people wanting to send you deals. In fact, I go to a local real estate investor meetup here in Nashville, and I meet people there all the time, other investors. And so I've had people pass along deals to me because I'm an investor, because I know people. That's the number one thing you got to realize. You have to know people. That's the number one thing you have to realize. These are really good questions. Okay. Oh, let's see. Okay. Oh, I like this question. Mia again says, can I use this method to buy my first property before the end of the year? So yes, 100%. I mean, you can do this with these no money down or no money out of your pocket, the subject to. I mean, you can do it in a couple weeks. It just depends on the seller. If everything lines up, you also have to get a title insurance, title, make sure there's no liens against the property. You do not want to have back taxes or liens where you have to pay them off. Like, you want to completely not have to worry about any of that stuff. So you get title company. So, I mean, it could be as little as 2 weeks. It could be as much as 2 months, 3 months. But putting in the effort to find the property, number one, absolutely. You can find them. Then you start talking to them. Again, I think direct mail is going to be the best. Go to incomebuilder.io, start sending out mail, and start answering your phone calls. Okay. Mm-mm-mm. So how, Here's another question with land contracts. So a specific name of land contract. So I've actually done land contracts where I've sold properties in a land contract. I've never bought anything through a land contract, but being a seller, I could tell you the entire process. But a land contract is basically assuming a loan as well as doing a subject to. Those are different. A land contract, it's basically like you have a contract to buy the property. You have a contract to buy the property, but the property is still in the seller's name. So if there's a risky one, this is where I don't like this as much because I don't have as much control as the seller still has control. I love making sure that I have control over the property because, you know, God forbid you get a property under land contract, and I'll explain it more in just a second. But you get a property under contract with a seller, you start doing repairs and fixing up the property, and then the seller says, I'm not going to follow the contract, I'm going to take over the property. Then you got to take that contract and you have to go sue the seller to try to get that property and hope and pray that the jury, probably not jury, I think it's the judge, pray that they side in your favor to where you get the property back. I personally don't want to go down that route. So land contracts, they're fine. In fact, when I sold, I think I sold 2 or 3 properties with land contract. It's basically like rent own in a sense where they're paying monthly and then eventually get to buy it. Those are different ways. You could even buy a property, rent to own. I know in some areas, in fact, a friend of mine, Zach Zimmer, he has a podcast here at the Master Passive Income Podcast called The Passive Income Life. Super awesome. Like, he is so good at investing. And all of his properties, I think he has like 50 properties. All of his properties, he does land contracts, like rent to own, lease to own. Basically, he gives that, I don't know the exact way that he does it, but he gives them 4 years to continually pay their monthly payments. And then the purchase price, they have to get a finance or they can get a loan to buy the property. But that's a way to do it. Now, give you a quick example of how that could work out. You find somebody like Zach who's selling a house, and then you buy it, you rent it, you move into it. Well, here's the great thing. Banks know that everybody needs a place to live. If you're already renting, then they know you have that much money coming out of your pocket every single month. This is how banks think. Literally, this is how they think. Talk to many, many banks. And so what they're going to say is, well, you're already renting this place. You're paying $1,500 a month. You're already paying that monthly. You're going to buy it from the seller, and the monthly payment is going to be $1,500. Okay, we can give you that loan. It's a much more doable. Now, if you are renting and then you're buying this house, you have to pay your rent and pay. So you buy the house land contract, and then you move out and then you leave it as a rent. Oh, this is so great. Hopefully is this making sense? I mean, there's so many moving parts, and that's why I love the coaching. That's why I love the coaching, because I've done literally everything I've talked about. I've done all of them, as well as my students have done most all of them. And then they all obviously, my coaches, the students who have become coaches here at Master Passive Income, they've done just about all of them. But we also have invested in every single asset class that you could think of. Mobile home parks. Like, one of our coaches is amazing at mobile home parks. He loves those. Oh yeah, it's so, so fantastic. Okay, let's see. I think we got a couple more. Actually, we got a bunch more. Let me see if I can find one, because they're all very similar and there's a bunch of them. I like this question. Daniel asked, and he basically said, I hate negotiating. How do we do seller financing if we hate negotiating? Okay, so I'll tell you this. My wife hates negotiating. She would gladly pay more if she doesn't have to negotiate, which is irritating to me. Irritating. I love negotiating. So it's like, hey, let me negotiate. Not irritating. It's just, you know, way of life. And so she lets me do the negotiating. Well, if you hate negotiating, what you need to do is really the first thing. Here's negotiating. Ask a question. If you have the ability to ask a question, then you can negotiate. And here's the easiest question. Not we're talking about seller financing or subject to. Let's just give you an easier example. Let's say you're buying, what's an easy thing to buy? A car. Let's say you're buying a car. That's kind of expensive. I'll give you an example. Let's say you're buying something on Facebook Marketplace. You find, you know, this one type of thing that you really love, whatever it is, and they're asking $1,000 for it. They're trying to sell it for $1,000. If you hate negotiating, you'll just pay it. Okay, yeah, here you go. Can you ask a question? If you can force yourself just to ask one question, that's going to open the floodgates to negotiating, because negotiating is not a win-lose situation or a lose-win situation. It should be a win-win. That's what you, as a negotiator, when you're negotiating, you should have that perspective. Is this a win-win? How do I make this a win-win for everybody? Now, here's the question that I would suggest you ask. And when you're buying a house, ask the exact same thing. Write it down. You ready? I'll let you write it down. Hopefully, you're probably already taking notes. But let me let you write this down. Are you flexible on the price? Simple. Do you think you could ask that question? Oh, shoot. Facebook Marketplace, you're just typing in the chat window. You could type, are you flexible on the price? That's it. It's such an easy question. Now, be thinking, oh, I don't like asking that question. I feel bad. Well, here's a thought. You already have a no, meaning they're not going to lower the price if you don't ask. They're not going to just gladly say, oh, you want it for 100? I'll give it to you for, 50. They're not going to do that. They would never do that. But if you think, how do I get them to understand that I would like it to buy it lower than that? You just ask the question, are you flexible on the price? Same thing if you're talking to a property manager. You say, property manager, here's your fees. Are you flexible on these? Boom, opens the floodgates. It puts them on the defensive. It gets them to say no or yes. And most people want to be agreeable. Most people don't want to, just say no, no, no. No, they want business. They want your business. And so they'll be flexible. Trust me. If you got anything out of this 5-day challenge, hopefully that one thing, me telling you how to negotiate, just ask that question. It's going to save you so much money for the rest of your life. Whenever you're negotiating anything, buying a house, buying something off the Facebook Marketplace, buying a car, you name it. Are you flexible with your price? That's it. It's so simple. And then you start chatting. You start talking to them. Oh my goodness. Okay. So when you are starting out, we have everything for you starting. When you become a builder, where you're building, you're getting more properties, we have everything for you. When you become a scaler to start getting into small multifamilies, we have that for you. When you get to 500 unit apartment complexes, we have that for you. So when you're playing Monopoly, if you're still here, on this VIP call, after me rambling for quite a while now, I really appreciate you. I know we got a bunch of other questions, but I need to split. I need to go hang out with my wife, but you guys are awesome. Tomorrow we have the bonus day, so be there for the bonus day. There's something I realized you guys I've not shared with you that you need to know. You need to have to be a part of your business model, your mind, and all that sort of stuff. Super pumped. So same time tomorrow. You're awesome. Thank you so much for being here. If you haven't joined, there's no reason to wait. You don't want to be thinking 20 years from now, I wish I would have planted that investing tree when I was on that 5-day challenge with Dustin. No, you want to be thinking and saying, I'm so glad I did that 20 years ago, that for a $997 deposit, that was nothing compared to I'm making millions and millions of dollars now. Oh, my goodness. So you've been awesome. Thank you so much for being a part of the VIP, but also being a part of this challenge. Hopefully you're one of the million people that I'm on a mission to help to invest in real estate and become financially independent. You're awesome. God bless you. I'll see you tomorrow. And that is it for today. Go ahead and get my free real estate investing course. Text the word rental to 33777, R-E-N-T-A-L to 33777. You can also join my Real Estate Wealth Builders group coaching. Get all my courses. All right, guys, we'll see you in the next show. See ya.